When U.S. Marines moved toward Fallujah last week, some of their positions were taken over by a battalion of British soldiers from the famous Black Watch Regiment. Insurgent attacks have killed 4 members of that regiment since then. In all, 74 British troops have died in Iraq. And some families of British soldiers have begun organizing protests and calling for the country to bring its 8,500 troops back home. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Since before the war began, London has seen thousands of anti-war demonstrators in its streets. But Wednesday, for the first time, military families marched on the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street. The group, which included relatives of the Black Watch dead, delivered a wreath of poppies and a letter signed by 10 families. It called on the government to end the war and bring the troops home, accusing Prime Minister Blair of morally unacceptable conduct. The Black Watch is another name for the Royal Highlands Regiment, originally recruited from Scottish clans. Scottish National Party leader Alex Salmond said this week that the Black Watch would perform their duties professionally. But he suggested that the decision to deploy them was a political gesture ahead of the American elections. He added that the grief over casualties would soon change to anger.
I think it will give way to a wave of anger as Scotland and the Black Watch families compare and contrast the bravery of our Scottish soldiers with the duplicity and chicanery of the politicians who sent them into this deployment.
Yesterday, the bodies of 3 of the Black Watch killed in Iraq were flown home. Another Black Watch soldier was wounded Wednesday in a mortar attack on their base, Camp Dogwood. The army is now planning to merge or downsize some of the traditional Scottish regiments. Conservative Party leader Michael Howard criticized Prime Minister Tony Blair in Parliament for his treatment of Scottish soldiers and their families. Blair dismissed Howard's remarks as a show of shabby opportunism. Rose Gentle of Glasgow, Scotland, is one of the organizers of the Downing Street protests by the group Military Families Against the War. Speaking from her home in Glasgow, she said that delivering the wreath and the letter were a way of really laying responsibility for the Iraq war at Prime Minister Tony Blair's doorstep.
I think Tony Blair is a disgrace to the country. He's killing innocent Iraq people. The Iraqs did nothing to us, so why should we have to get involved? But personally, we think he's listening to George Bush.
Neighbors called Rose's son Gordon the gentle giant. He was 19 years old and 6'3" tall. He painted neighbors' houses and did odd jobs in his community. He became a private in another Scottish regiment, the Royal Highland Fusiliers, and he was sent to Iraq. He died on June 28th when a roadside bomb hit his troop convoy near Basra. After her son's death, Gordon's mother wrote to Blair. He responded, saying that the British mission in Iraq was vital for the country's security, and that the decision to send troops was a tough one that he did not make lightly. Gentle says the task of organizing families like hers has eased her sense of loss and loneliness.
It's really, really been hard, very hard, because I felt as if I was on my own when this happened to Gordon, but now more families are speaking out. We can all get together.
The Gentle family is suing the Ministry of Defense over their son's death. They claim that the government failed to issue him equipment that could have saved his life. In London today, the Queen observed Armistice Day by laying a wreath at the Cenotaph Memorial in Whitehall. The ceremony was mirrored in town squares across Britain. Already, the names of British soldiers killed in Iraq are being freshly carved into the country's war memorials. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.